Wake up with Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Our last podcast for the week was a big Friday show, wasn't it?
Massive Friday show. Always is. Always big on the Fridays. I've got a spray on one of our great products, the Weet-Bix. Just leave it alone. Just leave it as it is.
Is that one Weet-Bix? Is it as a Weet-Bix?
Weet-Bix. Weet-Bix.
Weet-Bix.
Yeah. Also, we're going to get some advice for our very own stand-up. So you think you're a stand-up. Noah the Bricky, he's our chosen one. He's got his big performance tomorrow night. And we are going to actually get somebody in to get inside his head to see if he is actually prepared and how will he go.
Yes, and you think these people are freaks.
They
who
are
we're bringing
freaks.
In. That's interesting. President Trump joins us as he does every Friday. We get to introduce you, Ben.
Yes.
To Herb the Fisherman with his fish and chips, and what an experience that will be.
I've got to tell you, I've been waiting all week for this.
Yes, you have.
He's a different cat.
He is definitely a different unit. And what not to name your child. A lady's been trolled badly for her choice of names.
Really?
Yeah.
Big podcast for you. Starting right now. Enjoy.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
I don't know how many golden guitars this guy's got, but he's one of the greats. You'll hear him on the range every Sunday morning. But more importantly, you're going to be able to see him live. We're talking to country music singer and icon Lee Kernaghan. Good morning.
G'day, Bridge, Spider. Benny, how are you? Great to be with you.
Aww.
Hey, Lee, before we get into exactly where you're going to be and what you're doing, how is the music industry going around to some of those regional towns which you love getting out to?
Well, it's just going fantastic, mate. And, you know, like, talk about the regional towns. They came from the regional towns and the outback communities and the cities to the big CMC festival. And wasn't that something else, mate? CMC Rock.
It was huge. I absolutely loved it.
I have seen how fans react to you. and some of them, I think you need AVOs out. Because how do you go? I've seen one lady with a portrait of your head on her shoulder, on her back.
Need to hose them down.
Yeah, don't worry about Rusty the dog. She got Lee Kernaghan.
Lee Kernaghan everywhere. Everything. Her car was Kernaghan, number plates, everything. When does it get a little bit too crazy?
it can never get too crazy for me. No, look, I don't think of people who come out to my shows as fans. I think of them as mates. I think of them as extended family. So
disciples.
You are so
fair dinkum. That's how I feel about it. So when I go out on stage, it's like I don't really get that nervous because I feel like I'm playing in front of my mates.
I love that.
But this weekend, you're going to be playing down at Burleigh at MNF 4x4 in Burleigh Heads. You're going to be down there live.
That's right, mate. Yeah, it's the it's a brand new opening. It's a grand opening of their new showroom, MNF 4x4. And so I'm going to be down there. I'm bringing my guitar. I will be singing a few songs off the new album. And that'll be the first time I'm going to be baptising them at MNF.
Oh, beautiful.
We're going to give away a camper trailer worth about $12,000. And just if people want to come down there and have a look around, there's going to be sausage sizzles, jumping castle for the kids, face painting, and it's all happening in there at 5 Central Drive, Burleigh Heads. That's 5 Central Drive, Burleigh Heads, MNF 4x4.
We want to give you a challenge. We want you to play one of your great songs while jumping on the jumping castle.
Oh, yes.
Come on.
Yep.
Well, I reckon we're all members of the Outback Club. It'd be kind of easy because that's kind of got that, you know, jump along to a beat.
Well, if you want to say g'day to Lee Kernaghan and see him performing while jumping
jump.
This weekend, you can check it out. The home of Iron Man 4x4 in Burleigh Heads, MNF 4x4 on Central Drive. Thanks, mate.
Okay, thanks, guys. Great talking to you.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
You've never met this fella before. Now, this is a bloke that Aussies say to him, "You're the most Aussie man I've ever heard."
If fishing fails, get into scales.
All right. Now,
make sure you get into scales too, especially coming into Easter. Get them online, big prawns.
this is Herb. Sometimes we talk about fish and where they're biting, but firstly, Herb, let me set the scene. Our new bloke Ben got some restaurant music here for you guys. It's first date for you guys, Ben.
Benno.
Say hi to Herb.
How you going?
Thanks for dressing up, Herb.
Dressing up. Can you see me?
Yeah.
We're on the Skype. Red hot. How are you, brother? Do you like fishing?
Yeah, I like eating it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Put away a few long necks, can you?
Yeah, a spider's going to teach me today, actually, how to keep up.
I better come and join in for that one and show you how it's really done. Spider's a little bit of a lightweight, but anyway, we can sort that problem out responsibly.
Herb has a decibel-level problem after a few in a fancy restaurant. That's the only problem.
Yeah, I'm not allowed in anywhere, am I?
Hey, one of the best date nights, though, Herb, for you and Ben would be sitting on your driveway, yes, eating mud crab,
yes,
drinking Forex. Does it get any better than that?
In your undies.
Your undies?
What a scene.
Yeah, no, I'd be up for that. I'd give that a crack.
Yeah, it's not bad. Cracking claws, nippers, the old pimp my lollipop, good cold stubby. What a day.
What a day.
Now, what a day.
Ben doesn't believe that when you have a new fishing rod, you actually do kick your beautiful wife Lisa out of bed and sleep next to it.
Yeah, that's correct. Yep, you got to christen them, you got to take them in and, you know, talk to the rod.
But I was
stroke
confused.
Stroke the rod and make sure you bring it into the family.
Don't say stroke the rod. isn't there a few too many hooks? Doesn't it hurt?
Yes, yeah.
You don't put hooks on it.
No. Sorry.
And then,
that's a bit silly. When you get it, you put all the line on and I get my daughter to run down the driveway so I can hear the drag scream off. Because I don't catch many fish, so you don't get to hear it very often, you know.
Isn't that funny? The only part out of all of that is not sleeping with a rod is that the hook on it is a bit silly.
Yeah. Maybe that's what I need to do is put the hooks on. Oh,
what about this weekend?
And I'm your fishing reporter. Yeah, yeah. Look. Bracken weekend this weekend, today and tomorrow. Light southwesterly winds, beautiful offshore conditions. We're going to get a northerly sea breeze come in Saturday afternoon. That'll kick in around 10 to 15 knots on Sunday. So today and tomorrow is looking awesome. And offshore at the moment, it's a hive for the pelagic fishermen. If you're towing baits, there's plenty of mackerel around. So live baits on the downrigger, on a lead line. Yeah, swimming your baits, your halco lures at around 6 knots. Even your pushers like your hex heads and whatnot around the Tweed 9 Mile, the Mud Isle, Burley Gravel, 24s off Southport, the 18s, there's plenty of Spanish mackerel getting around. It's a big wahoo out in the 36s. There's still a lot of marlin up off Point Lookout and whatnot. So, look, it's a hive of activity out there at the moment. There's boats going this way, that way, buzzing around flat out, and people doing everything. It's unbelievable. I need traffic lights on some of the rocks out there just to give people direction. But in the estuaries too, we've had that bit of rain we needed. We had a good 200 mils in the...
You sound sexy, Herb.
Am I?
Herb, you're trying to impress Ben.
That strange coming from you, Spider, eh? Like, mate.
You're trying to impress
the same tent together.
I'm impressed. Yeah. Consider me impressed.
There we go. He's impressed.
Well, there you go. Yeah, look, it's a good weekend. The estuaries are on fire. We've had the bit of rain, mud crabs, mangrove jack and a few whiting around. So great weekend to get out and amongst it. And like I said, Easter's coming up. Get online, book in your prawns and get down to Sky.
Okay, Herb, one last one. Are you going out this weekend?
No, I've hurt me back. I'm laid up. Over.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
It's the home of comedy and a special guest joining us now.
Oh, we love this time of the week every week because he's always up and about. There's something happening in the world that Donald Trump is over. Good morning, President Donald J. Trump.
Good morning, Bridge and Spider Monkey. How's the weather there in Gold Coast? You know, here in D.C., it's partly subpoena with a chance of indictments. Yeah. I might need to bring my umbrella. I mean, White House lawyer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hey, we saw on the you and the First Lady attend church in Washington over the weekend. Very nice.
Yes, and for the record, Melania still won't hold my hand. Can you believe it? But, yes, it was a very inspirational time. It's my second favorite house of worship. My first favorite house of worship being McDonald's. they fill me up there in ways I can't explain. My cup of Diet Coke runneth over.
Well, President Trump, it was very nice to see you being reflective attending the service. Happy Lent, by the way.
Oh, yes, you too, Bridge. You know, I don't know if I told you this, but I'm giving up pardons for Lent. Yeah, and I will tell you, it's not easy. So many people are asking me for help with the pardons, but God comes first, okay? Now, how about you guys? Is there anything exciting happening in your politics?
Stop that.
Yes, I see what you did there, sir. You're very clever. Yes, Egg Boy. He's become a national hero here after he's running with Queensland Senator Fraser Anning. Did you see the video of their encounter, Mr. Trump?
see it. I watched it several times. I mean, what a tragedy. It's hard to look away, though. I mean, that was a total waste of a perfectly good free-range egg, you know? I mean, that's one less McMuffin for Queensland. Very sad.
Hey, we do love the McMuffins. Well, the senator was completely out of line. That's what we think. Egg Boy is 17 years old, though, sir.
Well, I'm just glad no one got hurt badly. You know, one time my ex-wife threw a Fabergé egg at me in our penthouse in New York. Hit me in the side of the head. I couldn't say you're fired for 3 straight days. Now, look, I don't know Senator Anning personally, but of all the far-right xenophobes, whatever the hell that means, he's one of the best, believe me.
Let's switch topics pretty fast, all right, sir? And talk about your Twitter rage. Did you really threaten Saturday Night Live with a federal investigation for mocking you?
No, not true at all. I threatened SNL with a federal investigation for not being funny. They're not funny. Bridge, you know what I'm talking about, not being funny.
Yeah.
They have like 30 people on that show. No, really, they have 30 people on SNL. Nobody knows who any of the hell of them are, okay? I haven't seen a bigger pack of nobodies since all those Democrats that are running for president in 2020. Pathetic losers. But they really are.
Yeah, so what exactly will be investigated, sir?
Well, for starters, Alec Baldwin will be investigated for presidential identity theft, elder abuse, and drunk and disorderly conduct. I mean, there's no way he's doing that bad impression sober, believe me. And Baldwin's makeup artist should be arrested, too. I mean, who's that supposed to be? He looks like Johnny Farnham in a really bad blonde wig.
President Trump, speaking of Twitter and social media, you've been making accusations that they are biased against conservatives like yourself, that they discriminate against people with your views. Is that really what you believe?
Oh, yes, I believe there's a bias, huge bias. So I'm going to talk to Mark Facebook, and we're going to get this scrap figured out. And while I'm at it, I'm going to put in a call to Jack Twitter and Kevin Instagram. Yes, they seem much more down-to-earth than Tim Apple, believe me.
On that note, thank you so much for calling President Trump.
Stay huge, Gold Coast.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
Cue the Suns theme song.
It's bad luck to sing it before the game.
Yeah, it is.
But
joining us right now, he's going to join us every week. We're very excited. 8 new faces in the lineup of the Suns opener, but the coach of the Gold Coast Suns, Stewie Jew, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Stewie, we do have to say, 8 new faces. It's a big weekend because it's been 6 months in the making. From the last round to now, a lot has changed in the football club, a lot of new faces. Sunday is the day that pretty much it all comes to fruition.
Yeah, and we have a look. It's like the first day of school. You're excited and nervous and you want to get it started, get it over and done with. It does. You walk into work and it is a bit, it's fresh. A lot of new people, staff as well as players. So very excited. It's going to take a little while to gel, but we also think we can win along the way.
Well, you're going to give yourself a chance this weekend. You couldn't ask really for a round one better lineup. You're against the Saints. They're missing a few anyway. But, you know, they're in similar positions and they'll want to win. Every team wants to win. But you're a good chance.
Yeah, and they've been galvanised. They've had a tough off-season, I think, with, a fair bit of heat from the Melbourne media. So having a look at their games, they're really aligned. They're playing as a team. So, we're both probably missing a couple of key players, which happens. It probably just cancels each other out and... But it'd be nice to get down to Marvel Stadium, have a win.
All right. Now, Stewie, the Carlton coach just came out in a bit of a conference, a media conference, and he said he's actually falling in love with his players. Now, this is a new strategy, so I thought I'd set the scene for you right here, right now, and let's just... Let's just see. What players are you falling in love with, Stu?
He's been there 3 years, so it's taken him a little while. I would say I fell in love a lot earlier than 3 years.
Oh, you fall
I'm already in love.
You fall really?
So I'm not falling, I'm already in love.
Really?
Wow.
I love the playing group.
You're a bit stalky like that. You're a bit ringing every day and, annoying.
Hanging
and,
out in their bedroom.
Flowers, chocolates.
We have a good relationship. We give each other space. We're independent, but then when we come together, we work really well together. So it's... A very modern relationship.
Is it?
Yes.
So love at first sight with most of the players.
Yeah, well, you know, obviously they're really good young men. You know, they treat everyone with respect, so... You know, I think they're a great group. I'm very biased, but we're proud of our group.
Good. When a new one comes in, do they feel out of place with the love that you've shown
us? Are we serious now, or are we still going with the music?
I'm not sure what part was serious.
I don't know, but what are you expecting for over the weekend? We are serious now. What are you actually expecting over the weekend from the playing group? We know that, you know, we're really pushing the Gold Coast Suns membership. You're going to have a lot more home games than last year. What do you want to see out of the group?
We want to compete for four quarters as long as we possibly can. We've had a really good summer, so I think the lads are actually looking forward to putting that into practice over four quarters. And, you know, we'd love to get a win, obviously, to build momentum for our home game next week as well. But even aside from that, there's a lot of individual development, a lot of really good stories there, some people on their second chance, their last chance, and also their first game. So it's just a big melting pot of good stories, and we're trying to bring that together and get the result.
When the camera goes to the coaching box, I'd like to see you looking at the players, a few little puckers, a little wink, a little jiggy-jiggy look in your face, just to spur them on.
We're not playing in Bali.
Just a little, you know, winking. Maybe that'll help. I mean, it's coaches falling in love with their players all over the shop here, so do you think?
Well, they're probably not looking at the screen, but we communicate a fair bit via phone during the game, so... Maybe I can just... Some nice encouragement. Nice encouragement.
This is why you shouldn't coach Bridget.
Hey, give me a shot. I'd be good. I'd fall in love with all of them. Don't
42
worry.
Players.
I got a lot of love to give, Stu.
Hey, Stewie, good luck on the weekend. Thank you.
No, thank you.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
Home of Comedy is here with Bridge and Spider.
And joining us is Ed Cavalier with the inside goss, by
good
the way.
Now, yes.
What's
Ed,
happened?
We got a new bloke. We got a new fella. Ben. Yep. Ben Wood. Now, you know him now.
We worked together in Brisbane, Ben Wood and I, and he's now your anchor. And look, the nicest thing I can say about Ben Wood is at work we only had to clear his internet history twice.
Did I ever say thanks for that?
And, you know, he managed the firewall around Ben Wood's computer was like the wall Trump wants to build. Oh. It was 30 kilometres high, and it was made from iron. That was such was the filth he was trying to bring into our online store. No, of course not. Ben, you're a nice guy, aren't you?
Yeah, that's what I try to come across as.
He seems really nice, so I want to make sure it's you know.
Genuine.
He's a nice, nice guy. But guys, if I could get serious for a moment.
Yes, please.
I know we've spoken about my lovely wife, Tiff Hall from TiffXO.com before.
Amazing.
But I don't know about you guys, Spider and Bridge, and to a lesser extent, Ben. I don't know if any of your... significant others have the same problem that my wife does, is that she has to continuously book me medical appointments.
Oh. Okay, yeah, nagging, but we have to do it because you don't do it.
Bridge, you do it as well.
Of course. Oh my God. Get the blood test, do this, get the scan, for goodness sake, stop whinging, do it.
But hang on, when the shoe's on the other foot... Because I sit there Shree goes, go and do this, go and do that, go and do this. She's sick and I go, why don't you go and do this? Oh, don't be stupid.
Yeah, what do you know? So I get an eye. So she's learned how to put iCal things in my phone, Bridge, so they'll just pop up as a calendar appointment in my phone that I have to accept, Spider, right?
Wow.
Do you want me to read you the one I've got yesterday? This came to me yesterday. Ready? iCal appointment with a doctor's name for a fecal sample.
Oh, what?
Fecal sample.
Fair call.
So I ring her up.
What else are you going to do on a Friday?
Well, exactly. So there's my weekend plan. So I rang up my wife. I said, what are you talking about? And she says, oh, there's been parasites going around and you're at it and you're almost 40 now. And so we need to get you to have a fecal sample. I'm not going to give a fecal sample. There's a long pause. And then she goes, Ed, we really just need to know what's in there. And I said, you know some couples have phone sex, yeah? You know there are people out there they say romance is dead, and you're calling me out with a bit of one wife, one cup gear. This is not this is not what I want in life.
Given
the sample. Yeah, Fecal Friday, baby. I'll let you know how I go.
Oh, no, don't.
No, wait, you're right.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
The home of comedy here with Bridge and Spider. And as promised, we've teed up a special surprise for our comedian, Noah.
The GC Laughs Festival at Hotter, March 17 to 24. Tickets from gclaughs.com.au. Uncovering the funniest everyday Gold Coasters.
May I have your attention, please?
Please stand up. Please stand up. Please stand up. Bridge and Spiders, so you think you're a stand-up. Gold 92.5.
Okay, Noah, we have a person for you to meet right here, right now. And it's not another stand-up comedian giving you advice for Saturday night. No, we have a lovely lady by the name of Alison Maiden. Now, Noah, she's not a stand-up. She's a psychic medium.
Mm.
Now,
Noah, you are our stand-up comedian for this weekend. Tomorrow night is your big gig. But we wanted to get an insight into, you know, pretty much some information from a psychic on how you're going to go and the predictions on what's going to happen tomorrow night.
Hey, Noah, how are you going?
Yeah, good. Yourself?
Yeah, good. Pretty nervous, are you?
Yeah, now.
I know, I can feel it. All right. Okay, Noah, well, a couple of things. I just got to tell you that, hey, you've got a future, okay?
Yes! Yep.
There's definitely a future in this path for you.
Is it in comedy or is it in bricklaying?
Yeah. No, I actually think he's going to be well received. And, I think, look, I get a gig in Melbourne for him coming up.
Ooh.
So, and I think that's a big break for him. So I think, and look, around about 4 months' time, Noah, there's going to be someone approaching you for something on a bit more of a permanent standing to do with this career path you're taking. And you will earn money out of it. So, look, I'm going to say it's all going to be success for you.
Oi!
Yeah. Oh, wait.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you say to that, Noah?
I like the sound of that.
There you go.
Yes. Does that help?
Good.
Does that help with your nerves? Help with Saturday night? Because we did throw a few curveballs at you the other day when you were doing your live performance.
Yeah, it helps a little bit.
Got to be a believer, Noah. You have to be a believer.
Yeah.
Alison, are you feeling the nervousness around Noah?
Straight away. As soon as I connected to him. Who's the Italian around you, Noah? I've got this really strong Italian vibe around you at the moment.
I do love pizza.
That is awesome. I love it.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
Spider's all worked up.
This is Spider Spry, hitting the important and not so important issues.
Yeah, I'm not the only one going to be on this page. I'm a simple person with simple tastes.
Yes, you're simple. That part we agree with.
100%. And I'm in no doubt. And I'm a purist. And now it's getting confusing. It's getting confusing for me and everybody. And we see in the shopping centres that things are starting to disappear from the shelves and we don't know why. Some of our favourite brands are going. They're getting changed. But one thing that stayed true is Weet-Bix. Weet-Bix has been around as an Aussie kid since the 1920s.
Aussie kids are Weet-Bix kids.
Hey, hey. Yeah.
Aussie kids are Weet-Bix kids.
That's right, we are. We are Aussie Weet-Bix kids. All the Aussie kids are Weet-Bix kids. Yes. I'll tell you what we're not, though.
Don't put your pen at me.
Okay. We're not gluten-free Weet-Bix kids. How can you have gluten-free Weet-Bix?
Hang on. I don't get that, because then it's just Bix, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where's the Weet-Bix? Because wheat Bix is gluten and wheat, is that right?
Yeah, so it should be Bix.
Yeah.
Or paper Bix or something.
Whatever it is, I don't know. But you don't give me gluten-free Weet-Bix. They've brought out almond Weet-Bix as well.
What?
Now, almond. Peanuts are poison to the world. Don't give me almonds in Weet-Bix.
What?
Omega-3 Weet-Bix. They've got all these different types of Weet-Bix.
It's turning out like milk, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. Omega-3 Weet-Bix. What is it? Like, that's fish. Doesn't fish have omega-3? Like whitening Bix or snapper Bix or whatever it is.
Okay. Now you're losing
but
it.
No, I'm serious. And now they've got chocolate. They're coming along. Yes. Chocolate Weet-Bix.
I do those
They're
ones.
On their way. They've got banana Bix. Banana Weet-Bix. You never, ever put any form of fruit near cereal.
Yes, you do.
You do not.
All bran and banana.
No fruit should go near any form of cereal. The only thing you can put on cereal is sugar.
What about Sultana brand?
No. Take the Sultanas out.
Caesar
now
purist.
They've got wheat protein Weet-Bix.
Stop pointing your pen at me.
I don't want protein Weet-Bix. They've got fruit and nut Weet-Bix. It doesn't even work in chocolate. Why try it in Weet-Bix? And now they've got mini size Weet-Bix. Don't give us
That's
mini
cute.
Size. No, it isn't. Give us normal Weet-Bix. I don't want to be eating some chocolate almond high protein omega 3 mini size Weet-Bix. No. I am an Aussie kid, a Weet-Bix kid, and that is all I want. Give me 5 Weet-Bix every morning with a bit of sugar, and that is it. So all those marketing gurus out there, forget about your marketing degree and just keep it simple.
You've been sprayed by spider.
Feel better?
Oh, a lot better. I love my Weet-Bix.
You must be on a Vitabrits end now, huh?
No. Oh, don't get started on Vitabrits.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
If it's hot.
She's a master in the kitchen.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
And trending.
This is a profound honor.
As a woman in music.
It's on Bridge's feed.
Well, you can't impeach somebody that's doing a great job.
All right, when do we start rebelling against our mothers and start turning into them?
Oh, I don't know.
Be careful, you two, be careful. A woman starts turning into their mums by the age of 33. And that's not only in looks, that's also in mannerisms.
Oh.
No, it's true. I'll find
really?
It on the odd occasion I will say, you know, shut your pie hole or something to someone. I think, oh, my God, that is just my mother. Now,
yeah.
Ben, I know you're new and welcome. Mm,
thank you.
What did the boss say? What was one thing about me?
Oh, something he warned me about you?
No, not warned. Oh,
oh wait,
hang on.
What is it? What's this about?
I warned.
Oh, no, he said you were feisty.
So is my mother.
Yeah.
So be careful
yes.
here. She's quite funny. I'll get texts all the time. Bridget, it's your mother. Hello, stranger. Call me love mother.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Oh, you nearly got in trouble too, I know.
Yeah, but Shree's, she's not morphing into her mum yet. Because her mum cooks and cleans.
Oh, you're shocking.
Just
danger.
No, just saying
remember
something.
Remember, you nearly got in trouble from mum. You had to sneak
oh, yeah.
and drop furniture off that I'd
at Bridget's
taken
house.
And I shouldn't have taken.
So I had to sneak around at like 4 a.m. to her mum's house and put it back at the front door so I didn't get into trouble.
You're not the smallest, you know, character in the world either.
I know, dodgy as. But I know you've turned into your, by the way, dudes, you turn into your fathers by the age of 34. And I know that
Why?
You're exactly like your father, Peter Sr.
Yes.
Because he called up the other day, speaks exactly like Peter. Hello? Yes. Yes, Peter. Yes. All right, Peter. Bye, Peter.
Yeah, not long on the phone.
And not much emotion either.
Nah.
You guys are pretty much the same. All right, now look, mum has hit back at baby name trolls, which is very interesting. Your beautiful partner is 3 months. No, how?
3 months away. She's 20.
3 months away.
Yes.
How exciting. Whoa. Have you got names yet?
I have some names. I'm not going to say them here on the radio.
No.
No. I'll get in trouble for that.
Well, this couple here, they're huge Disney fans and they love Beauty and the Beast. And they thought, well, that's not really appropriate. Can't really call it Beauty.
No.
Can't really call it Beast. Time for dinner. So they decided with Disney, they're calling their child Disney.
Disney.
I think that's quite cute. Disney.
Oh.
Because that encapsulates all the baby names, which is pretty cute, Disney. But apparently they also like the character Sonic. After that popular
video game.
So if it's a son, she might call him Sonic,
oh.
which isn't cool. But, I mean, look, you've got to be careful yeah. with some Disney lames. I mean, you wouldn't want to say, like, Buzz Lightyear, time for bed.
Oh,
that's
yes.
a bit out there. Oh, Dr. Eeyore's ear sore. Is it
infection? He always calls me that.
Piglet, you're a pig. Clean your room. Mr. Potato Head, stop scaring your brother by removing your nose. Or Winnie the Pooh, your pants again. Not very cool.
I don't know. I've been taking notes, actually. Some of those sort of stuck out.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
The home of burning issues.
Yeah, it is. And interesting overnight that Jason Ackermanis, a former AFL player, another one the Bridge.
No, I don't hate.
You
I
don't...
only hate one person.
Okay.
You know that. I know you're going to make me meet him.
No, no, no. But Acker, you know, Brownlow medalist, played for the Brisbane Lions and always made headlines. But he wanted to turn to professional golf. And he lives right down on the border of Victoria versus New South Wales and playing at the local golf club there.
Mm.
And he got caught cheating. So they kicked him out of the golf club.
Well, if you want to be a pro, you can't cheat.
But
if
golf,
you want to be a pro.
I think there's certain games you can cheat at. And golf's one of those.
Well, I think an industry day, or it's a client day where it's, you know, it's all on.
Rod, you love your golf.
I love my golf, and I stand by the edict that golf is a gentleman's game, and it's the only game where cheating doesn't occur.
Aha.
Golf is different. Like, you're a little bit of a foot wedge here, or carry a spare ball in the pocket in case you can't lose you lose yours and you just drop it out and go, oh, there it is.
13-27-10. Let's put it out there right now. There's a meat tray on the line. What sport is it okay to cheat at?
Okay. All right.
Should we do that?
Mm. Yeah, pool.
Pool?
Pool.
At pool.
At pool. Billiards.
Yeah, billiards. Pool.
Yeah, eight ball.
I think you're allowed to just roll it. If it's right on the cush, you can roll it off the cushion just a little bit.
Or walk past and just tap it into the pocket.
No, not that bad.
No. Well, then they sit there and they turn around and go, I thought you had five balls. There's only three on there.
Mini golf is a good one because you got to move it out from the edge.
I reckon cricket. It's the only sport where you combine home handyman jobs and balls.
What?
Just ask Mr. Bancroft.
Oh, yeah.
Is that 10 GSM sandpaper or 12?
Give us a call, 13-27-10. What sport can you pretty much cheat at? We've got a Love Day meat tray up for grabs, which is fantastic.
Oh, look, this is so good. I want to get one of these. Home of the Gold Coast best sausages.
Yes.
Love Day's quality meat.
It's a sausage king.
Treetops Plaza in Burleigh.
All right, here we go. We've got Juanita in Arundel. Juanita, hello. Good morning. What sport is it okay to cheat at?
Absolutely none.
Oh, come on.
Are you related to Rod, the newsreader?
Probably not, but there's things called scruples, morals, and how to play the game. And if you don't know how to play it, then you shouldn't be doing it.
That's right, Juanita.
No, there's an art in cheating. There is an absolute art in cheating.
No. You can't. That's not a win, is it?
If yeah, 100%. Yeah, Mickey the Bricky. You never let your sisters win. Mickey the Bricky, what sport can you cheat at?
Oh, look, the only sport I think is Scrabble.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing worse than getting a lesson.
Yeah. You know, my dad used to pretend he had heaps of blanks and, well, he didn't. He had six girls. But, no, they were all the other way. They were all...
You can make up whatever you like.
Yeah.
No, he just pretend. He just flip all the letters and say it's a blank.
I like it. I like it. Shree and Arundel, what sport can you cheat at?
Sheree, what can you cheat at?
I reckon golf days, but on corporate days.
That's right. Mm. Yeah, that's okay. I agree with
You've
that,
You've got
too.
To have the alcohol and there's that competition.
In moderation.
It's not so much the skill, it's who can be caught and not caught.
Yeah.
That's right. That's a game within a game.
I've won a golf bag. At
a
golf day.
Did you?
Well, I didn't really win it, but I won it.
Mm. I see what you've done.
Hey, Tony from Narang, what do you reckon? What sport can you cheat at?
Morning, crew. I reckon it should be test cricket, and then it's over and done with and finished.
Yeah, great point.
Yeah,
Point. Yep. Instead of going for 5 days, we can wrap it up in 5 hours if everyone cheats.
Yeah, well done.
And the beers don't go warm when you're sitting on the hill.
Thanks, Tone.
All right, let's give the meat tray to someone. Who do you want to give it to?
Mickey the Bricky.
Yeah, Mickey the Bricky. Good on you, mate.
Hey, well done, Mickey.
Get me up. Thank you.
You got some sausages coming your way, mate. Meat tray.
50. Thanks, guys.
You got to pop into the home of the Gold Coast best sausages. Love Days. Quality Meats, Treetops Plaza in Burleigh. Hey, I tell you what, we've still got Alison Maiden here.
Yeah.
She's going to pop in. She's the psychic that gave Noah some advice earlier.
I want to ask her a couple of questions about you guys. I want to know what the future holds for Bridge in a certain element and also for Ben.
Hang on a minute. You don't even believe in psychics. You call them freaks.
So yeah, I know. That's why
you're invested in asking them questions.
That's why I'm not going to ask anything about me because I don't believe it, but you guys do.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
And joining us is Alison Maiden. Now, Alison, can I just say I love a psychic medium. I feel very connected.
Yes, you've got a lovely vibe, darling.
Oh, do I?
You do.
What about me?
Yeah, of course, you do.
No, he's
you're Mr. Charisma, aren't you?
No, he is scared of psychics because he's scared of what you're going to say. Can I just say
I don't want to get inside that head, trust me.
No. He calls you all freaks. What do you think about that?
Oh, I'm happy to be a freak.
Oh. Look, he's all red.
I did get back to the boss and go, oh, the freak's coming in. No, I didn't. But I've got to ask you a question, okay?
Go for it.
Now, Bridge, she hasn't set a wedding date.
Okay.
No.
When is the wedding going to be? Because Bridges in telling us, and I've got to start getting ready. I want a wedge shred.
I'm procrastinating. No, we're trying to find the right numbers, venues. It's all kind of balls in the air.
Will it be this year?
Okay. Mm. Well, I do feel like you'll get married outside. I can see a beautiful lawn. I feel like there's some flowers or something like that on an arch. I'm not sure. It sounds a bit cliche, but it does feel like there's a lot of flowers around you. And so it's a garden setting. And I'm getting September pretty strongly, actually.
Oh, that's grand final week. No.
No, that's amazing. I have this awesome Hawaiian lady who's doing all Hawaiian flowers for the arch.
Oh, there we are.
And we definitely want a beach wedding and we want it down Crumpin Way.
Oh, there
and
we
were looking at September, but we haven't locked in an exact
early September.
No, so it'll be that last weekend because the bar tab will be much cheaper without Spider.
Yeah, but if you are going to do it in September,
yes.
I can get Mike Brady, who sings Up There Gazelle, to sing for us.
Oh, that is just wrong. But no, I've waited 43 years to get married, so it's definitely happening, isn't it?
Yes, and it's going to be wonderful.
And Alison, you're at the Broadbeach Surf Club?
Yes, tomorrow night I'm doing a live show at the Broadbeach Surf Lifesaving Club, and there's still a few tickets available if people want to log on to the website, which is alisonmaiden.com, and go to the bookings page.
And we got one more question.
Yes, we do. Ben, our new bloke...
That's me.
First of all, two questions. His wife is pregnant, boy or girl, and does he actually like us?
Oh, yeah.
Do you really want me to answer that question? Yeah.
You can feel the nervousness now, can't you?
Well, the word I get is respect. I think he respects you. So that's great.
Yeah, let's go with that, hey?
I think you're having a boy.
Oh!
Interesting. Okay.
Oh!
Another little Ben.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
There we go.
I'm going to pass that on to the missus and see what she says. She is keen for a boy.
Really?
Mm. There you go.
There'll be another one after this as well, by the way.
Oh!
Another one.
That's good. That's good news for me.
Really? There we go. That's easy.
I've got some more work to do.
More practice to do. That's right. Thank you so much. Alison.
Maiden.
I was going to say Iron Maiden. Yeah. Sorry. Alison Maiden. Sorry, Alison. Alison Maiden tomorrow night at the Broadbeach. As well as see now.
Yes.
Noah. So you think you're a stand-up. One more sleep for Noah.
Yeah.
We get to see him tomorrow night. Now, don't forget, there's a huge lineup of comedians this weekend. Arch Barker is part of the Gold Coast Laughs Festival. Women Like Us.
Fiona O'Loughlin on Sunday. Nazim as well.
But Women Like Us with our very own Ellen Briggs and Mandy Nolan. Go to check that out on Saturday. So many good comedians. And Noah.
Yeah.
As part of the GC Laughs
Saturday night, as they say, it is showtime.
It's all happening at hotrgclaughs.com.au for tickets. Nelly's coming up next with your chance to win a car. Gold 92.5 secret car sound.
It's easy because the sounds are made by the car.
Well, this one, the next sound, it's proved to be a little bit difficult. No one got it at 8 o'clock with us, so it'd be interesting.
Well, your next crack of that is coming up. It's an MG ZS Excite, thanks to Victory MG Cool and Gadda Tweed. More sounds, more chances to win. That's it for us. We will catch you next week here on Gold 92.5. Have a great weekend.
Enjoy.
Bye.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.